Hello, my name is Courtney. She reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, God, yes. No, not testing. I'm sorry. Vaccine.
Okay, well, they're not.
I'm 65 with chronic conditions. I've been locked in this house for a year, and I'm about to go insane.
Okay. Well, all you have to do now is you just have to call the COVID vaccine appointment line, and they'll pre-rest you into the system. I don't know if they're taking appointments or anything now, but that's all you have to do. I'll give you that number.
Is that the 855 number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I don't understand it. All these other states, some of them are even starting to give it to the general public. And we haven't even done the 75-year-olds.
Yeah,
are we ever going to... What's going on with Alabama?
I'm not sure. They haven't even gave us, like, a time window of when they'll actually, you know, start doing it or anything of that nature. They just got everybody being pre-registered into the system.
And that doesn't help. That's not getting anybody any vaccines. They need to just open up. If you're 65 and older, get in line, you know, and those drive-thrus like you had at OWA in Gulf Shore in Foley, Alabama, you know. They just need to get it out instead of this calling garbage because nothing gets accomplished that way. I had a friend of mine in Montgomery, get this, she got a call, and she's over 65, and she was told it would probably be April for her. She was scheduled for an appointment in April for over 65.
Yeah, so I don't know, I don't actually know what, you know, what the issue is and why it's so bagged up.
Something's grossly in error, and where do you go? Who do you talk to find out? I mean, as a citizen, we have a right to know what's going on with this state. Is it Kay Ivey? Is she the one blocking this stuff?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, they don't give us, like, the concrete information. They just tell us, hey, we know we're not taking appointments and da-da-da, you know, put them in, but we don't get, like, concrete information of what's going on. Because on our end, we don't even know if it's just no vaccine, or are they waiting on vaccine, or do they have too many people scheduled. Like, they didn't give, you know,
but
that.
You know, they need to let the public know. Because this is, like, causing even more insanity. You know, you don't know what it's like to be locked in your house for a year. And you live totally alone. You go crazy. It's like, what do they want you to do? Just go ahead and kill yourself? Then that's one less vaccine person they got to deal with, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Or just wait till all the people, old people, get the COVID and die. Then they don't have to worry about it. That's how you begin to feel. And this is what a lot of older people are starting to really believe now. This is like in the Hitler days. It's a good way to get rid of a certain age group, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, it seems like somebody needs to be responsible for this. And how do you find out who is?
Sure.
Do you know who? Who in the state is responsible for this?
I'm not sure.
Is it the director of public health? Would you think that person would be the one that would be responsible?
I'm not sure.
I know, you can't answer. I'm sorry. I know. I'm sure you wish you could just do it and get it done, you know. Because
yes,
I'm sure you get tons of calls, but... Thank you for trying to help out. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can try to help you with on my
end? No, I appreciate what you've tried to do. God bless you for it. Because I'm sure
your calls
are just constant.
Yes, ma'am. But thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus. And I have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. And have a good weekend, okay?
Bye.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.